Señor vicepresidente.
Vice President, Colombia respects international standards on protests and recognizes the importance of the right to public and peaceful assembly and of association as a part of the right to freedom of expression. Colombia has a policy of zero tolerance when any abuse is noted that could be committed by a member of the law and order forces in exercising their duty. This is an event that is dealt with by the institutions and norms that are necessary to prevent, investigate, and to punish. The state has implemented preventive measures to guarantee that the use of force is exceptional and upholds principles of necessity and proper characterization and proportionality. And in cases where there have been possible excesses of the use of force that have been denounced by members of the law and order forces, we have carried out the appropriate disciplinary and criminal investigations with a view to clearing up the facts and punishing those responsible. Because of zero tolerance of human rights violations, institutional strength in my country has also meant that independent bodies can act when there are possible violations of human rights in the context of the exercise of the right to peaceful assembly. Thus, concerning certain cases of disappeared persons in the context of public protests in 2021, the ombudsperson led up the creation of a committee to follow up on public protests, together with the General Prosecutor's Office of the country, the General Procuraduría of the country, and the National Institution for Forensic Science and the National Police, with a view to linking up the action of the state together to take care of these cases in a comprehensive